Hi, I'm Paula Zahn, announcing the launch of On the Case, the podcast. Experience the most dramatic true crime investigations in a whole new way. Hear from loved ones on a relentless quest for justice and interviews with the detectives who piece together the mystery. On the Case with Paula Zahn, the podcast. Download it wherever you listen to podcasts.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor, speaking about the very difficult to imagine here in the 21st century, but there it is, defense of North America, defense of America from incoming in all directions, not only by two near peers, but their subordinates, their surrogates. I'm speaking with Patricia Barzilczyk, the Center for Strategic and International Studies in Washington, D.C. Right now, it's very difficult to imagine what that's going to look like. So I go to the critics to see if they're imagining. One is that the Golden Dome will undermine policy and make war more likely than less, if I interpret the language of the critics. That was something that was said about missile defense in general, hence the ABM Treaty of the 1970s, which seems an antique now. Is there a response to the critics so far, Patricia?
Absolutely, John, and thanks for having me. I think that a lot of these critics overlook the reality that through their pursuit of next generation missile technologies, the expansion of offensive capabilities, and also the weaponization of space, China and Russia have ultimately changed the strategic environment that has prompted the U.S. to respond in kind. And by investing in our homeland defense, it will deter our adversaries from thinking that they could impose costs on the U.S. and impact our decision-making calculus.
So we're not looking at this, the tangle of rhetoric that I recall about the ABM Treaty. That hasn't happened yet or is not happening, or is there a refutation of the idea, if you defend yourself, you make war more likely, which was the allegation in the 20th century?
I think that it's definitely that if you like a lot of the critics I've been hearing have been saying that if we're investing in our homeland defense, that that is a threat to Russia and China. And I pose that that is, you know, in fact, not the case. We should be defending ourselves because Russia and China have ultimately changed the strategic environment.
All right. Now the big one. We can't afford it. I don't know what the timeline is on can't afford it. They're using the word trillion so routinely these days, I forget where it's going. But we can't afford it. They're beginning now. Is there an idea of how long it would take to construct? Is there one thing they're building now?
So President Trump, in his May 20th address in front of the Oval Office, noted that the Golden Dome would be $175 billion, and it would be completed in 3 years. You know, while obviously this is, you know, a ton of money and things like that, there has been a $25 billion down payment that was given during the reconciliation bill. So far we have $25 billion of funding. Ultimately, a objective that is so all-encompassing, such as Golden Dome, ensuring the homeland defense of America, might take a little bit longer than 3 years. And I think that in order to have an architecture that can deal with these sort of next generation threats, we really need to make this an issue that receives bipartisan support and sustained funding over a long period of time. Missile defense and you know, other defense procurements take time. And so I think that making sure that this isn't a sort of short-term turnaround of 3 years and making sure that people across the aisle understand why we are funding this effort and why it is so important to defend everyday Americans is going to be a really important thing to do.
Patricia, we all witnessed the exchange of missiles between Israel and Iran in the 12-day war. And what I learned from it is that one gets through, you've got a bad night. One gets through. But the Israelis, and with conjunction with their allies, have developed an amazing air defense for incoming missiles, even so-called hypersonic missiles. Drones, however, are another story. And right now, Europe is much anxiety in Europe because of drone penetration of airspace. Is that something that Golden Dome will involve itself with? Because the understanding is that drones are a new kind of warfare. They're just beginning to organize themselves as to how to defend yourself from a swarm of drones. Is that part of the conversation?
It's definitely a part of the broader air and missile defense conversation. Obviously, having unmanned aerial systems, or CUAS, is extremely important, especially when you're talking about sort of base defense and defending embassies and things like that. And obviously, with the recent incursions in Poland and Estonia, we have seen the salience of the drone threat, and it's definitely something that we need to sort of invest in. I think that we've seen a lot of investment in CUAS and, you know, the JCO, you know, within the U.S. military has been really instrumental in that. You know, my team released a report in November 2023, sort of detailing the threat and the ways to counter said threat. And I think it's really important in order to sort of defeat that threat and make sure that enemies cannot unleash these very low-cost systems without them being shot down.
Final detail. You write correctly. There are two forms of deterrence, denial and punishment. What stage are we in both of those right now? Denial?
Yes, I think that, you know, currently Golden Dome involves both, right? So right now we are trying to convince Russia, China, any of the rogue nations that are trying to threaten the U.S. using ICBMs or any other missile that is capable of reaching the U.S. homeland, that they will not succeed in their efforts. And then, of course, the second pillar of that, deterrence by punishment, says that enough of our offensive capabilities will survive in order for us to unleash costs on them if they are to succeed in their first attack. So I think that investing in Golden Dome is something that contributes to both lines of deterrence.
Patricia Bezilchik, Program Manager, Research Associate with the Missile Defense Project at the Center for Strategic and International Studies in Washington, D.C.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.